We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
I love you.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28 on 5 degrees east, Ashwaubenon and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, plans to strengthen its collaboration with the European Commission. In animal news, dogs, cats and horses enhance therapists' ability to help patients in the United States. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 4th, is World Day of Prayer. It is an international movement of Christian women from over 170 countries and regions joining to observe a common day of prayer. The special occasion highlights fellowship and understanding between different cultures and traditions. How many loaves have you? Is the 2011 theme, which was chosen by members from Chile to emphasize the gift we can share with others as Lord Jesus did. A worship service is also prepared with women around the globe participating. May all be blessed with a reflective and uplifting World Day of Prayer as we unite to bring about an earth filled with peace and love.
Fly-in news. 400 homes destroyed by Bolivia landslide. Following weeks of heavy rains across the nation, sudden seismic activity caused a hilltop in the Bolivian capital of La Paz to collapse, affecting some 6,000 people in seven of its less fortunate districts. As the earth continued moving downhill, the affected area nearly doubled in size to 140 acres, prompting police to evacuate the entire region as cracks appeared on roads and bridges and neighborhoods in lower areas were also endangered. Although there were fortunately no reports of injury or fatalities, at least 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed, with up to 100,000 residents left without water, some facing months before it will be restored since a water main had broken. Attending an emergency meeting on the situation, Bolivian President Evo Morales said that he would not forget the people in the area as he promised to build new homes.
When floods in Bolivia were reported earlier in February, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if any assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. Expressing her love and prayers, she also said that funds for urgent necessities would be available.
Our gratefulness for the initiatives of President Morales and all other personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt concern. May God grace the Bolivian people with resilience and faith as we pray that such calamities may be averted through humanity's concerted efforts to restore the Earth's balance.
Intense storms disrupt Australia. Starting Monday, February 28th, severe thunderstorms packed with powerful winds reaching 150 kilometres per hour pummeled through parts of Western Australia state, including several Perth suburbs. Across the region, buildings and homes lost their roofs and power lines were downed, with several people hospitalised due to injuries. Some 150 state emergency service volunteers responded to nearly 200 calls for help and assisted in clean-up efforts as utility crews worked overnight to restore power, while Fire and Emergency Services Authority personnel responded to dozens of fires sparked by lightning. Meanwhile, in northern Queensland state, additional heavy rainfall and flash flooding hampered recovery efforts following the Category 5 Cyclone Yasi in early February. With 600 millimetres of rainfall over just a four-day period, many roads were submerged, including the Bruce Highway, which was inundated by the swollen Herbert River around Ingham.
As when the nation first began reeling from cyclones in February, Supreme Master Qinghai again requested that our nearby association members please find out from local officials whether help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the worst-hit residents. With her love and prayers, she added that emergency funds would be available.
Our gratefulness for the endeavours of all Australian officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern, wishing the storm-stricken residents soon stability in their day-to-day lives, and that such weather extremities subside through humanity's striving for more caring stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Mexican and U.S. presidents meet. During a Thursday, March 3rd meeting between visiting President Felipe Calderon and U.S. President Barack Obama, the two leaders were able to resolve a dispute that had been ongoing for nearly two decades, as they reached a cross-border trucking agreement that is expected to create jobs as well as benefit trade for both countries. President Obama also renewed his commitment to ending the trafficking of drugs into the U.S. and drug-related weapons sold across the two countries' shared border, remarking on the extraordinary courage displayed by both President Calderon and the Mexican people in their efforts to address the issue. He acknowledged the tragic losses to drug-related violence that include 34,000 fatalities in Mexico since 2006, including the recent death of a U.S. Immigration and Customs officer traveling in the country. Pledging his country's full partnership, the U.S. president announced additional resources to reduce drug demand and to halt arms trafficking. We respectfully appreciate Your Excellency's efforts to find constructive solutions toward the security and wholesome prosperity of both nations. May the people of Mexico and the United States continue to go forward in shared protection and harmony.
Soviet leader Gorbachev given highest honor in Russia. Coinciding with his 80th birthday on Wednesday, March 2nd, Mikhail Gorbachev, former leader of the Soviet Union and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, was decorated with Russia's highest state honor, the Order of St. Andrew, in a meeting at the presidential residence in Moscow. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said that the award was being granted in recognition of Mr. Gorbachev's endeavors and outstanding achievements as head of state, especially his role in facilitating the fall of the Berlin Wall, leading to Germany's subsequent reunification. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, Mr. Gorbachev, on your deserved distinction. With heaven's blessings, may you continue in good health to inspire both the Russian people and citizens across the globe.
Nurse freed in the Philippines. The 21-year-old Miss Maria Cres Cuatro Cruz was released after being detained in Zamboanga, Philippines on December 14, 2010, when her grandfather also lost his life trying to protect her. Acting City Police Chief Edwin Del Campo affirmed Miss Cuatro Cruz's good health and welfare upon her release, saying that she had been transferred to the care of her family on Tuesday. While it saddens us to know of the loss of precious life, we are glad to hear of Miss Cuatro Cruz's safe freedom, wishing her many cherished moments in the loving company of family and friends.
Christian Pakistani minister remembered. On Wednesday, March 2nd, Shahbaz Bhatti, the only Christian minister in the Pakistani government, tragically lost his life to gunshot wounds while he was leaving his home to attend a cabinet meeting. As the minister for minorities in the mostly Muslim nation, Mr. Bhatti was known as a brave and determined advocate of human rights, whose efforts in his homeland included recommended amendments to the country's strict blasphemy law. Although he was aware of the risks of speaking out, Minister Bhatti said that his spiritual faith and his wish to alleviate the suffering of others had sustained him. News of his loss sparked protests amongst Pakistanis, as well as a unanimous walkout by the nation's parliamentarians, with notes of shock and sorrow coming from the international community, including US President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay, and the Vatican. On Thursday, Pakistan's government declared a three-day official period of mourning. We, too, are sorry for the loss of this good minister and send our sincere condolences to the loved ones of Shahbaz Bhatti. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love as we pray that freedom of faith will soon prevail in every corner of the world.
Save our planet. South Korea struggling to cope with foot and mouth disease. In attempts to curb the worst outbreak of this contagion that has been ravaging livestock animals nationwide since November, the South Korean government has spent over $2.5 billion on various measures. These include culling, or the deliberate killing of millions of animals to stop the spread of illness, disinfecting entire barns and vehicles, compensating farmers, many of whom lost their entire livelihoods overnight, and vaccinating livestock, which is so far proven unreliable. Over 2,000 vaccinated cows and pigs still got infected, while another 6,300 plus new animal deaths have been linked to the vaccine itself. Meanwhile, the people of South Korea have been shocked and disturbed to find that 3.5 million cows and pigs were massacred throughout the nation, mostly in a horrifying way. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports about the web of challenges surrounding the disease outbreak.
Salchopun 된 돼지들은 320만 마리에 달하며 이 돼지들은 모두 살아있는 채로 땅에 생매장되었습니다. 충격적인 이 대처 방식이 한국 사회에 큰 문제로 부각되면서 윤리적, 환경적 측면에서 논란이 일고 있습니다. 지금 보시는 이곳이 바로 돼지들을 생매장한 매몰지입니다. 전국적으로 이러한 매몰지가 4천 개를 훨씬 넘습니다. 이러한 매몰지들은 강의 상류, 거주지, 학교와 인접한 곳이 많습니다. 침출수로 인한 오염이 전염병을 일으킬 가능성도 있어 구제역으로 인한 동물의 재앙이 인간의 재앙으로 이어질 수도 있습니다.
근처에 이제 그 구제역으로 인해서 지하수나 상수도 근처에 그 매몰됨으로 인해서 그 지하 그 침수된 그 물이 주민들에게 먹는 것에 가장 심각한 영향을 미칠 수 있습니다.
생매장을 할 때 비닐로 감싸긴 했지만 살아있는 동물들이 버둥거리며 비닐이 훼손되면서 동물 시체에서 나오는 침출수가 외부로 유출되어 심각한 환경 문제를 야기하고 있습니다.
뉴스를 보니까 한강 쭉 따라서 그 매장지들이 많던데 봄이 되면서 이제 그 동물들에서 이게 오염이 될 수 있잖아요, 한강이. 그래서 집에서 식수로 사용하는 물인데 참 걱정이 많이 돼요.
In response to fears of an environmental disaster stemming from burying the live animals, the South Korean government has spent $274 million to provide alternative water supplies to communities concerned about the leakage from decaying carcasses. But an equal outrage about the culling is about the cruelty, which has also extended to humans.
윤리적인 문제는 인간의 어떤 생명권에 어떤 영향을 미치냐 보는 건데 공무원들이 이 일을 하시던 공무를 하시던 분들이 어떤 정신적 외상에 의해서 치료도 받게 되고 또 사망까지 하시는 분들도 있거든요. 스트레스.
지금까지 9명의 공무원이 과로로 사망하고 126명이 부상을 당했습니다. 끝까지 자기 새끼를 지키려 노력하다 일가족이 함께 살처분된 동물들의 슬픈 사연 등이 널리 알려지며 생명 존중에 대한 사회 인식이 깨어나고 있습니다.
저는 이번에 이 계기를 통해서 사실 육식을 끊었어요. 제 개인적으로는.
구제역 사태 이후 언론 매체에서는 연일 공장식 축산에 대해 보도하고 있으며 채식에 대한 논의도 이슈로 부상하고 있습니다.
요즘 육식을 너무 많이 해서 이런 구제역 사태가 발생한 것 같고요.
그렇게 고통을 주면서 이렇게 한다는 게 정말 마음이 아픕니다.
그간 불편한 진실을 외면한 채 안락한 테이블 위에 올라온 보기 좋은 고기를 즐기던 시민들이 이번 끔찍한 생매장 장면을 보면서 과연 인간이 이렇게 잔인하게 동물을 죽여서 육식을 하는 게 윤리적으로 타당한지 근본적인 물음을 던지기 시작한 것입니다.
당장 이렇게 일어난 일들이 결국 그 결과가 우리한테 오기 때문에
지금까지 한국의 가축 매몰 현장에서 수프림 마스터 TV 보도였습니다.
With appreciation for the South Korean government's efforts to respond to this tragic emergency, we join in mourning the loss of both countless innocent animals and perished humans as we pray that this cruel crisis will stop soon and for good. May societies everywhere find permanent safety from all the risks of animal farming by ending meat production altogether.
With foot and mouth disease outbreaks and culling also being reported elsewhere in recent years, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the issues of livestock-related diseases during an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
In one of the worst animal disease outbreaks to hit the island of Taiwan, the virus called hoof and mouth disease was transmitted from one pig that came to the island in early 1997. Within just 6 weeks, 6,000 farms had been stricken, resulting in the tragic slaughter massacring 3.8 million pigs. This gives you some idea of how quickly animal-borne diseases can spread, causing devastation for themselves and humans alike. The best is to abolish meat altogether. Because animal consumption is eating up our planet is killing us humans. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well. The list never ends if we continue to partake in this killing phenomena. Massacring tragedy called animal industry.
Addressing supporters, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi pledges amnesty for those willing to turn in their weapons, as well as concessions that include a national constitution and freedom of speech, while it is announced by a top Venezuelan aide that he has also accepted an offer from Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to lead international mediation efforts towards resolving the crisis. Reuters news agency reports that Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa has indicated the League's consideration of this proposal. At the same time, CNN reports on eyewitness accounts of the eastern Libyan towns Abrega and Ajabiya being subjected to a second day of air attacks, as the Arab League calls upon the Libyan government to halt all violence against the protesters and to grant their legitimate rights, with the UN Refugee Agency reporting that thousands of largely Egyptian migrant workers are still fleeing from Libya each day. International efforts are helping relieve extreme congestion at the Tunisian border crossing, as Germany, Spain, and the US become the latest to send both military and civilian ships and planes to help the Egyptians and other nationals return to their homelands.
As pro-democracy protests continue in countries like Croatia, Mauritania, Iraq, Bahrain, Yemen, Algeria, and Lebanon, nations such as Egypt advance to meet the demands of citizens, with military leaders setting March 19th as the date for a vote on amendments to the constitution, followed later by parliamentary and presidential elections.
Egypt's Prime Minister, Ahmed Shafik, also resigns in response to protesters' demand for the interim government to be free of association with the old regime, and is replaced by former Transportation Minister Issam Sharaf, who was among the original pro-democracy protesters himself.
Meanwhile, Tunisian officials freed the last 800 remaining political prisoners after releasing an estimated 3,000 over the past few weeks. In Algeria, around 5,000 students marched peacefully, calling for education and political reforms, with the government announcing a series of plans to improve the living conditions of citizens. Lebanese protesters, who organized through Facebook, meanwhile marched together peacefully, calling for an end to the old system of government, which they view as the source of much of the corruption and other serious problems facing Lebanese society.
Various media are reporting that Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has tentatively agreed to a plan presented by a coalition of minority political parties, tribes, and religious groups, which provide a roadmap for a peaceful transition of government, allowing him to step down gracefully by the end of this year. Meanwhile, in Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, violence continues following contested presidential elections, with various media sources reporting that 7 women protesters were killed by government forces, prompting the UN Security Council to strongly request that all parties show the utmost restraint to prevent a return to civil war. BBC Radio and Radio France International have reportedly been taken off the air, while the UK's Guardian and BBC News agencies are saying that in the north of the country, a region traditionally loyal to contested presidential winner Alassane Ouattara, the government has also shut off water and electricity services.
Hello, it's me Nimbo, the Nubian Ibex, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I have a household tip about making non-toxic dyes. Try simmering yellow onion skins for an hour after cutting them into small pieces and letting them set for 24 hours in cold water. When the skins look colorless, remove them and submerge your fabric in the pot and leave overnight. For a bolder shade, you could use more onion skins. Try online or at your local library for recipes for more eco-friendly colors for your projects. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the Philippines, our association members from the Manila Center have been conducting a series of lectures for students at local high schools on the vegan solution to global warming. These include Parañaque Nacional, Blessed Luisia, and Baclaran Nacional, with more planned. At the talks, the attentive youth listened to presentations on the devastating effects to humans, our fellow beings, and the planet caused by the livestock industry. In a segment about respecting the lives of all creatures, films were shown about the talents and noble love of our animal friends. In addition, information was shared about the many nutritional benefits of the low-emissions plant-based diet.
Narealize ko po na sa simpleng bagay na pagkain ko ng karne, nasisira ko pala yung mundo natin. Willing po akong maging isang vegetarian para makatulong po ako sa ating mundo at makaayos din po sa aking kalusugan. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
After the lecture, the students participated in a question and answer session and vegan treats were given to the young audience. Teachers requested copies of the videos shown to share with more students. Principal Dr. Rosendo C. Abalog of Baclaran National High School expressed his appreciation.
Well, thank you for having this kind of presentation this morning to our students here in Baclaran National High School. And I hope that for the next time around, you will visit us secondary schools in the Division of Parañaque City.
Through your presentation, nalalaman nila kung paano ba talaga protektahan yung Mother Earth natin.
We veg, go green to save the planet.
We veg, go green to save the planet.
Our many thanks, Principal Dr. Rosendo C. Apolog, Baclaran National High School, Blessed Luisia High School, and Parañaque National High School, for your dedication to helping your students understand how our environment can be protected from climate change. May all bright young people join the noble path of adopting the earth-saving diet, helping to transition to the world into a gentle vegan paradise.
In world news, the United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, envisions strengthening its collaboration with the European Commission. To facilitate WFP's ability to supply nutritious food to millions, the European Commission and her member states donated a total of approximately 735 million euros in 2010. This enabled the organization to reach people in more than 34 countries. The European Commission has stated that it is committed to helping enhance WFP's endeavors, such as the cash and voucher program. These provide a greater variety of food choices to those in need while supporting local markets. Our heartfelt appreciation, European Commission, for your outstanding generosity, and United Nations World Food Program for your praiseworthy devotion to making food available to many individuals. With heaven's abundant blessings, may you reach your noble goals of bettering the lives of precious individuals in all nations you serve. Up next on Noteworthy News, dogs, cats, and horses help therapists assist clients. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a jubilant world. In animal news, dogs, cats, and horses support therapists in Denver, Colorado, United States. At the Animal Assisted Therapy Programs of Colorado, or AATPC, Dr. Linda Chessman, a licensed marriage and family therapist with 25 years of experience, works with her cat partners, Norman and Maisie, to assist clients. Dr. Chessman stated that the animals provide a soothing presence during counseling sessions and therapeutic goals are reached much faster. Other therapists at AATPC work with loving dogs and horses to aid youth, adults, and families. Our warm appreciation, Dr. Linda Chessman, Norman, Maisie, and all at Animal Assisted Therapy Programs of Colorado for your compassionate care of others. May the many gifts shared by our animal friends be cherished as humanity evolves in love and understanding.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Spanish entitled International Call.
Un día en 1958. Llamada internacional. De España a Cuba.
¿Eres tú, Juan? Soy José.
Hace tanto tiempo que no nos vemos.
¿Cómo has estado últimamente?
Muy bien, y te extraño mucho.
Tengo algo que preguntarte.
¿Qué es?
Me preguntaba si puedes prestarme 500.000 pesetas.
¿Qué?
Me preguntaba si puedes prestarme 500.000 pesetas.
¿Qué dijiste? No puedo oírte con claridad.
¿Puedes prestarme 500.000 pesetas?
Qué raro. ¿Por qué no puedo oír bien esto?
Señor Juan, la línea telefónica no tiene problema. Él dijo que quiere que usted le preste 500.000 pesetas. ¿Por qué dijo que no puede oír bien?
¿Usted puede oír bien? Entonces, préstele usted el dinero.
And now for our viewers' hotline, Anton Kottmann of the Netherlands, musician and conductor extraordinaire, on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Muy agradecido por los subtítulos. Una idea genial, muchas gracias. Excelente programa. ¿Cuánta falta hacen estos programas para la juventud y el planeta? Javier de Colombia.
Genial, Javier. It's fantastic to get your positive note. Dr. Tom Koopman's brilliant performances as a musician and conductor can truly help instill a deep love of beautiful music in the hearts of listeners of all ages. Wishing heaven's abundant grace to you and the kind citizens of beautiful Colombia.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May God's benevolent light shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Indian Islamic Association and Indian Medical Association of Qatar is organising its 10th annual medical camp to provide free healthcare to low-income Indian workers and those without health insurance.
Syrian Ambassador in Abu Dhabi, Abdul Latif Al-Dabbagh, and UAE Minister of Education, Humaid Mohammed Obeid Al-Ghatami, meet to discuss furthering bilateral relations, particularly in education.
Canadian pop star Justin Bieber, who just turned 17, calls on his fans to each donate $17 to Charity Water, a non-profit dedicated to providing safe drinking water to developing nations, with over $45,000 raised so far.
The Japan Rugby Football Union presents over $60,000 donated by Japanese rugby fans during the Japan Cup final to help the people affected by the earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Scientists at the National Institute of Oceanography in Goa, India, are calling for all beaches in the country to be equipped with horn sirens that could warn swimmer and beachgoers in case of severe storms or tsunamis and thus save lives.
Winners of the 5th Fajr International Poetry Festival in Tehran, Iran, are presented with awards by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who himself recites verses of distinguished Persian poets during the event.
International Space Station crew members in space successfully attach a new 21-foot or 6.4-meter Italian-manufactured module called the Leonardo as the first-ever storage room for the station.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas affirms the international community's support as 14 nations agree that Israeli settlements should be halted. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.